Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. February is the month where our culture celebrates love and marriage, and we certainly hope you took some time last weekend to show some love and appreciation to your life mate. But we're into week number 3 of our 4-week series on the 4 laws of marriage, and we've talked about the law of priority, making your spouse the number one human relationship in your life. And we chatted last week about the law of pursuit, where we are holding on to our spouses for dear life, constantly pursuing them, just like when we were dating. And if you missed any of those, be sure to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to download them. So, Bruce, today we're covering the third law. What would that be?
Well, Cap, it's the law of possession, the idea of owning and embracing all that comes with our spouse. And it comes out of that phrase of Genesis 2, 24 and 25, and the two will become one flesh.
You know, Bruce, when we talk about one flesh, we could be talking about something that could possibly get us into trouble after kids' cookie break.
I understand that, Cap, but we're not just talking about the physical relationship here. We're talking about the total merging of two individuals into one couple entity. Mm-hmm. That's what building intimacy is. In fact, the biblical phraseology for the physical relationship in the King James is to know. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of knowing experientially, which is really what we want to talk about today, knowing each other as husbands and wives completely, knowing everything there is to know about them and still owning and embracing our spouse, that's what intimacy is.
Well, Bruce, intimacy is a tough word for us to get our minds around. And I've often heard you refer to it as into me see. And I really like that. Tell us a little bit more about what that means.
Well, it's that little phrase, intimacy, is not too far off at all, because intimacy generally refers to that feeling of being close, being a personal association, of belonging together. It's a familiar, close, affectionate connection that we have together as husbands and wives as a result of entering into a deep relationship through our knowledge and experience of each other. Genuine intimacy happens through dialogue, transparency, vulnerability, and reciprocity.
And Bruce, we often hear that intimacy is hard work. Mm-hmm. Given that definition that you just shared, I can understand why. It certainly takes time to build this deep relationship with transparency and vulnerability.
Yeah, and it's not just time, Cap. It takes trust. And many of us don't like to be transparent and open. We're guarded and protective. And even as couples, we can be afraid that if we share how we're really feeling or what we're really thinking or something maybe out of our past, our partner might not like us or stop loving us. So any areas that we keep a secret from our partners, our spouses, will ultimately undermine intimacy and trust. Because true intimacy now is going to accept everything there is to accept about our partner, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's going to flow from our hearts, which are open and selfless and sacrificial.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, we need to accept everything about our spouse because realistically, he or she is one of us. They are, in essence, us.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. We are one. That's what it's trying to say here, one flesh. Another way of understanding this is to put it into a theological context. Jesus knows all there is to know about us, and he accepts us hook, line, and sinker, and still wants an intimate relationship with us, so much so that he laid down his life for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he owns us, no matter who we are or what we've done. Now, he's not going to love everything there is to love about us. There's some sin issues in our lives that he wants to take care of and purify.
Sure.
And that becomes our model, even as husbands and wives. As we get to know more and see more and experience more of each other, we need to reaffirm our commitment and our acceptance so that we can learn how to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
We might not love everything there is to love about our partner, but we accept him or her anyway, unconditionally, just like Jesus does us.
Well, thank you, Bruce. You know, intimacy is hard work, and we're thankful that Jesus has modeled it so well for us, and certainly empowers us to love our spouses with the same love that he has
mm-hmm,
for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, next month is our listener feedback month, something a little different for us. So if there's a question that's burning on your heart that you'd like us to answer, click on the feedback button on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and we'll try to answer your questions as best we can on the air. But next week, we want to take a look at law number 4, the law of purity. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.